Welcome to In the Moment and welcome to Monday Mindset, short conversations about small changes that add up to big things. I'm Lori Walsh along with Melissa Johnson. Melissa is an author and certified speaker and trainer with the John Gordon Companies. She's an entrepreneur and owner of Oh My Cupcakes and a professional encourager. Welcome back, Melissa. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. How are you?
Great. I've spent a week thinking about gratitude.
Oh, awesome.
Thanksgiving and beyond.
Absolutely. I was going to say, is there any better way to spend your week than thinking about gratitude?
Right. And I'm a natural journaler, so I love to write down things. I don't have a gratitude journal per se, but I have a journal. So just taking time to focus with that gratitude mindset in the journal is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Five things you're grateful for. It's so easy to just write down five things you're grateful for. So I'm excited you've been doing that.
All right. So last week we learned what a mindset actually is.
Yep. A mindset, just in review, is an established set of attitudes that are held by someone. So it's really the thoughts you think each day. Our mindset is made up of every single small thought that goes through our head each day. And, you know, those thoughts we think, they're so crucial because they shape all that we do and all that we become. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah. And now you said last week there's more than one mindset, right?
Absolutely. So you hear a lot of talk about growth mindset versus fixed mindset, especially in the professional development world. We're going to visit those down the road. We'll explore the difference between the two. But today, I wanted to talk about a really fascinating curriculum that I came across. It's being implemented in some different school systems across the country and what it has the potential to do for our kids. So the website that I came across, if you're interested, is 7, the number 7, mindsets.com. But I'm really excited to talk about this.
All right. I have heard about the two mindsets, the fixed and the growth. You say there's seven.
Seven, exactly. So this author, Jeff Waller, he's come up with 7 specific mindsets they found that are common among highly successful people. So they really profiled a lot of highly successful people and thought, what are their commonalities? What are the personality traits that they all share? And I mean, they're studying these highly successful people to help our students connect and aspire and achieve in similar ways. So pretty great, right?
Right.
What's fascinating to me, though, is even though he's created this theory with students in mind, I think that it's great for all of us. I think it's not just students that can benefit from this, but really everybody.
Particularly because many of us didn't have that growing up.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Some of us missed that in school and it would have been valuable to us then. And it's still valuable to us now.
Right. I just don't think they even talked about it in school years ago. And as we sort of come into this new era where we're understanding how important mindset is and the attitudes and the beliefs that shape us, I think it is something that's coming more to the forefront of not only, you know, academia, but just really every area of our lives.
All right. What are the 7?
Well, okay. So 7 of them right here. So the first one is everything is possible. Hmm. Second one is passion first. Number 3 is we are all connected. Number 4, 100% accountable. Number 5 is attitude of gratitude. We hit on that one last week, and we've spent the last week being grateful. Number 6 is live to give. And number 7 is the time is now. I love these. So the obvious things about the 7 mindsets is that they're all internal, right? None of them are coming from outside sources. We can spend time and energy putting others in charge of our success or our failures, or you know, our successes, or using them as an excuse if we failed, right?
Right.
I think we can all kind of get into the habit of doing that. But really at the heart of it, we're the ones who are determining our own outcome. And I love that they're giving this power to students. They're giving this power to children at a young age and just teaching them that we are the ones responsible for our own lives.
Which can be pretty empowering because it means you have control that maybe you didn't realize that you had. Now, we acknowledge you can't control every situation that happens to you, but you can control your mindset.
Absolutely. My friend John Gordon, in his book, The Energy Bus, he uses the equation E plus P equals O. And that's the events that happen to you plus your perception of those events will equal your outcome. So E plus P equals O. And so many times you see that. I know I've used the story before of seeing a news story where when they had the flooding in Yankton a few years ago, and it was, and this has been some years back now, but I just remember specifically watching a news story and on one channel seeing someone say, our home is gone, our everything that we own, we have nothing left. and I flipped the channel, and this different coverage, but same story. And they were interviewing someone different. And she said, you know what? Our pets are okay. And our family's okay. We have everything that we could need. Mm. And so I think about the difference between we have nothing left to we have everything we need.
And the metaphor of switching the channel, mm-hmm. how quickly you went from one mindset to the other.
Absolutely.
Is maybe useful as well. Tell us about this first one, everything is possible.
Yeah. So in this curriculum with the seven mindsets, everything is possible. So I love that. You know, we can say that everything is possible and it sounds like this rallying cry, but how deeply do we really believe that? That's what I want to challenge us on. When we believe everything is possible, that belief truly encourages us to dream bigger and to think bigger and to embrace our creativity, whatever that looks like. And then not only that, but to expect great results from that.
Yeah. All right. How do we get started? How do we do that?
Well, it's easy to say, but it's not always automatic to do. Believing everything is possible it's really an exercise in moving past what we do know and giving way to the things that we don't know. And what we don't know can be kind of scary, right? It's easy, and we usually become accustomed to saying, well, this will never work because of X, Y, and Z. It's so easy for us to think of the reasons that something won't work. But what if instead we accepted that since we don't yet all have all the information, we don't have all the information in any given situation, it's all in the future, right? We could instead think of the ways that things could go right, the things that are possible. Instead of why it wouldn't be possible, what about why it is possible?
So a lot of what if. What if? Finish that sentence, yeah. A lot of what if. That's useful.
What if? What if? What if? What if? What if this big change I'm going through at work is the worst thing in the world? Oh, my goodness. No, wait. What if this change at work opens up a different opportunity that I've never seen existed before? Hmm. What if we have to move because of my spouse's job? What if I meet great new people?
Yeah. I had this problem when my daughter went to college. What if we're not as close as we are anymore? And then being able to shift that to what if we're closer than ever before, but in this new way? Because that's the second has really been true as she becomes even more of an adult. Mm-hmm. It's like, what if this is about to get better?
Right.
Yeah.
As a side note, P.S., like, isn't it so cool to see your kids grow up and become their own person? And you just realize that you've poured into them everything that you can, but they're becoming their own person, and it's so cool.
Yeah, what if her idea of the person she wants to be is even better than the idea of what I wanted her to be?
Yes.
Like what I had imagined for her, what if what she imagined was even better?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm reading this book right now. It's called The Big Leap, okay? And it's by Gay Hendricks is the name of the author. But I love this quote from there I read last week. It says, when we cling to the notion that something is not possible, we are arguing for our limitations. Mm. Whoa. Mm. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them.
Just give that a moment to breathe.
Right. That one was huge for me. Yeah. If I think something is not possible, I'm arguing for my limitations. And when I argue for my limitations, I get to keep them. Hmm. What if we argued for possibility instead?
Yeah. All right. So we're challenging ourselves, challenging listeners, to spend the week not arguing for your limitations. Instead, let's challenge to think about that mindset of everything is possible, or at the very least, more is possible than you realize was possible.
More is possible than
maybe
you realize.
If you're not ready to go to everything is possible, maybe you can go to more is possible.
And in changing that mindset to everything is possible, you were absolutely right on. It's a lot of what if questions. What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? And just train yourself to do that. And I know you can change your mindset.
All right. Next week, our Monday mindset, we will have an exploration of the mindset of passion first.
It's one of my favorites.
You can find all our Monday Mindset conversations on our website, listen.sdpb.org. And Melissa, we'll see you next week for another conversation about small changes that add up to big things. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Have a great week.